Chief Magnolia Jewelers, how may I help you?
It's me again. How are you?
I'm fine. You do that too, huh? It's me again. I know. One of my favorite lines.
Me again, yeah. So I got some good news and I got some not so good news.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead.
So next stone you got, I'm going to go to ends meet to make sure you get the 2%. This one, it's above my power. The CEO even said, he said he can't do it. It's been too long. I mean, he does understand you're in the hospital, but he just said, man, I just can't do it right now. You know, we're already past due a bunch of people in collections and stuff. So
you got people in collections? That's the other reason I'm trying to take care of this, because I don't want to be on the bad side of RDI.
Sure. If you're my client, I'll make sure you'll never get there. Trust me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to take care of stuff. I've been here too long and,
right.
You don't need that. I mean, I have must have a good credit reference. Did you ever check me out?
You're good. It's just we know you've been out, but we just can't offer the 2%. It's just part of our company policy. I mean, it needs to be within the first 10 days. My boss said, especially during this time of year, no exceptions. So I was like, all right. He's like, but trust me, next time Gary does purchase something, we'll be able to hook him up. We'll even give him a cheaper price. And I said, okay, I'm sure he'll appreciate that. And then Lenny told me that we're going to try and get these certs out to you, but it's your discretion on where you want them sent to, because we can't control when the FedEx driver is going to get there. And, I mean, we don't want to go through it going bouncing back and forth again. So it's your call.
Well, the other part that I had mentioned before was sending them to my brother at Marry Me Jewelers, because they get packages all the time. And he's not that far from me either, and I go see him occasionally as well. We do stuff back and forth. He needs this or I need that. That's the other option.
Now, that's fine. We could do that, but the only thing is I can't call your brother and ask that.
Oh,
you have to be that guy. You have to be the one to ask and then call me back.
Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Lenny's going to call me in a bit, or what's?
No,
nope,
he told me to take it over from here, so I'm going to text you just so you have...
How do I do that?
What? How do you do that?
You're going to text me what? Are you going to text me? I already have the invoice. What the figure is.
Okay, yeah, so I was just going to text you so I pop up on the top of your phone so you don't have to search my number, and then you can just send me a picture of the check, and I take care of it from there.
Okay, so that's the only way is I got to write you the check and then just send you a picture with that little piece of paper that says...
It doesn't even need to be with the piece of paper. You could send the check by itself for the correct amount.
Oh, yep. Yeah, well, it's $34.50.
Yep.
Okay, so I can do that. All right, so I get what you're saying. I hopefully I'll be able to respond to your text because I haven't been able to do that, but I'll try. I mean, once you, like you say, I'll be up on top, and I can take a picture of the check and go from there,
All right, I just texted you saying, did you get an iPhone?
I do have an iPhone now, and I don't know nothing about it. See, I had a Google phone for 6 years, and I was doing some research. I was doing some research how to polish a piece of amber, And what happened was, I don't know, I went on YouTube or whatever just to find out how to polish a piece of amber. And then hang on, I got somebody here. And then all of a sudden I found my phone got hacked or it got contaminated or whatever words they use, and then I took my phone in. They we can't do anything for you, so you have to have a new phone. And me, I'm not illiterate on anything about these phones or any of that. So they sold me a phone. I've never had an iPhone before. I've always had an Android phone, so I'm kind of wasn't really popular with the other one either, but and they, I said, well, I can't do anything for you. This is the phone you got now, So that's where I'm at, I lost everything. They said they can't download stuff for me. I've got, a bunch of text messages on my old phone. I don't know how to how to do that, you know, get those off of there. Oh, well, you go over there and they got a machine that takes everything off. Well, see, I'm not sure about how that works, you know, and I've been there, spent like an hour and a half there, and they couldn't really help me, so I don't know. I have Verizon. Anyway, I got somebody here. I'm going to have to try to get back with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.